After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor. Ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing. You can check the score. Hustle hard. Couple scars. Wearing bubble frogs. Just like Butler said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor plan. Got an all band. Y'all seen the block. Stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust. It's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat. Y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
Welcome into the latest edition of Five on the Floor, post-game edition of Five on the Floor. We come to you on Christmas night. We are super excited as the Miami Heat get a Merry Christmas victory against the Philadelphia 76ers, 119-113. Tonight's floor plan, not only am I your host, Greg Sylvander, you don't have Ethan, you don't have Alex, you don't have Brady, you don't even have Sean, you don't have Brian, but we got enough. We have Eternal, Mr. Objective and Playbook point guard. We got Ray Ray flashing for the non-podcast listeners. He's on the YouTube channel flashing the Bam out of bio jersey. We're going to get into his numbers in a minute. That's Ray Ray from Playbook Sports. Make sure you follow them on Twitter. You can also find him at Playbook SN Bets, B-E-T-S. And he is definitely a Latino Heat stan, as he says here. We also have, and y'all know him from Playbook as well, he says, get well soon, Caleb. We'll get into that with the injury report. Ben Tovia, follow him on Twitter at Ben Tovia NBA. We are excited. We're going to get into this Miami Heat victory. It was one that we, I think when we saw Embiid and Jimmy out, it let the wind out of the sails a little bit, but there were guys that made this a game. And so we're super excited to get into all of that, and it leads directly into the Rocky Sports Gamer of the Night.
And now on Five on the Floor, it's time for the Gamer of the Night, sponsored by Rock Esports Center, the place to eat, drink, and play all day. Host your next birthday party with them. Located at 15305 South Dixie Highway in Palmetto Bay, they've got a 5,500-square-foot state-of-the-art center equipped with all the high-end power. Play all-day passes available for just $25, but if you mention Five Reasons, it's just $20. So mention Five Reasons or 5RSN, you get to play all day for $20. And now, the Gamer of the Night.
Did y'all really have to guess? Jaime Jaquez Jr., 39 minutes, 31 points, 11 of 15 from the field, 1 of 3 from 3, got to the free throw lane 8 times and swished all 8 of them, 10 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 3 fouls. This guy was unbelievable. Eternal, you've been trying to tell us about Jaime for a very long time. You keep saying this kid is different. Sir. This kid is different. This kid is different. This kid was different tonight. Talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, he's been special, man. One of the things that's been really, really crazy about Jaime is just how much you can see how he tailors his game after Jimmy. And we saw it tonight, you know, with just the quickly and timely buckets, knowing how to cut the pump fakes in the post, getting guys off of, you know, off balance and being able to take advantage of that. He shot 73% from the field. So it wasn't just 73% and he had 15 and 6. He had 31 points on Christmas Day, primetime game, 31 points and 10 rebounds. So he was very, very big on the offensive glass. I mean, you could just see his energy and the way he turned around the game. When Miami was blowing that lead, it was Jaime that kept them afloat, kind of kept Philly kind of at arm reach. So shout out to the super rookie, man.
Shout out to the super rookie. Let's put this in perspective. Christmas Day, no Jimmy Butler, prime time. The rest of the league is watching, even though it's up against football. And this guy comes out and shoots 11 of 15 from the field. And can a human being on the damn court guard him? He's getting into spots. He's being annoying. He's hitting every bucket. Looks like an absolute veteran. I don't think we should understate the performance of Jaime Jaquez. It was unbelievable. The crazy thing about tonight, though, was that it was not just Jaime carrying them. He did have a Jimmy Butler-like performance, but there were other guys out there, man. There was Ben, or there was Bam Adebayo. There was Tyler Hero. Kyle Lowry had his moments. Duncan had his moments. We'll get into all those guys later. But Bam Adebayo specifically, like, had Jaime Jaquez not gone nuclear tonight, Ben, Bam Adebayo would have been the easy gamer of the night with what we saw tonight. Talk about his performance specifically, the things you saw that you liked best, and also give us the statistic you pulled before the broadcast ended that I think that the fans would like. The visual heads on YouTube, you'll get to see it. Our podcast heads, Ben will articulate it for you.
Yeah, I mean, something I loved about Bam tonight was kind of sensing the moment, sensing the opportunity he had. No Joel Embiid, the reigning MVP for Philly. Paul Reed got the start, who I'm of the opinion is a very good basketball player. Bam went out, first play of the game, hit a fadeaway mid-range jumper, drew four fouls on him in the first half. Super aggressive, got to the line 12 times. Just did kind of everything they needed to. Had a huge putback tip-in with 2.5 left to put them up 6, and they kind of never looked back. And then, like you mentioned, ESPN had this excellent stat near the end of the game showing he became the third player since 1974 when blocks started being tracked as a stat. Third player with 20 points, 15 rebounds, 5 assists, and 3 blocks on Christmas Day.
Sheesh.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in 1977, Shaq in 2002, the other two guys. 26, 15, 5, and 3 for Bam tonight.
No ceiling.
Kind of did everything you could need from him. No ceiling.
No ceiling. Sorry, I keep interjecting there. Continue on. I mean, Bam Adebayo was so good. On any other night, it would be like he was the clear gamer of the night. Ray, I'll come to you now as a guest of the program. Is this your maiden voyage on Five on the Floor?
Yeah, it is. I was super excited when I got the invite. I was almost shocked a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. Damn, I should have gone to you first. It's customary that if it's your maiden voyage, we go to you first. So now, instead of doing that, let's go right into the aggressive play of the night, and you'll take us through that. So the cool part about your maiden voyage is you're already jumping right in on a segment.
And now it's time for the Insurance by Lynette play of the night, sponsored by InsuranceByLynette.com and A Aggressive Insurance Agency. You can reach out to our friend Lynette at 954-581-8800. That's 954-581-8800 or insurancebylinette.com. That's insurancebylinette.com with two N's and two T's. Your best play for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, condo insurance, life insurance, or a retirement program, reach out to Lynette at insurancebylinette.com.
So the insurancebylinette.com, a aggressive play of the night. It was came in the second half and it was sick. And Ray Ray is here to tell you all about it.
So we're coming down court in transition, and I believe it was actually Jaime who threw the pass underneath to RJ Hampton. And RJ Hampton was midair and just caught the ball basically one-handed and zipped it back out to Duncan Robinson to the elbow for a corner three, nothing but net. Just absolutely insane. Insane, man. I couldn't believe what I saw with my own eyes. I was so proud of RJ Hampton.
Can you believe of Duncan Robinson, the way he's playing, the things he's doing, Ray? Like, it is crazy to see that this guy has transformed his game and become such a multidimensional player after being very much casted as a just a shooter, just a specialist, and now he's so much more than that. I haven't had the chance to talk to you about that. What's your perspective on what Duncan's done this season?
I mean, look, just from him putting the ball down on the court and being able to generate some of these floaters, being able to get to the rim, all the way out to being removing these some of those ticky-tack fouls that Duncan would always just generate throughout the seasons that we've had with him. It's insane. It's incredible. Like, you look at some of these guys and you think to yourself, the younger they are, it's easier to kind of mold these guys and be able to shift what they do and how they do it and add things to their game, add things to their bag. And Duncan is in what year? Five, six, I think he's 26, 27 years old. He's an older guy. He's a vet. And so for Duncan to be able to do the things that he's done, including raising his three-point percentage back up to a point where it's like every time Duncan takes a shot, you're like, yeah, that's probably going in. Like, you have a lot of faith in it. So for him to, again, add the things to his bag that he's added, being able to get to the rim, I don't want to call him a plus on defense because that might be giving him a little much, but being able to put him out there and not have to worry about him getting two or three fouls in, 60 seconds, like, that's incredible for a guy of his length and tenure in the league. I can't sing praises of Duncan Robinson enough.
It is crazy. And we're going to have a feature story coming out on 5ReasonSports.com.
Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products, and that's why I use Harry's Shaving Products. I love the way it handled. I love the way it looks, and I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer. And also, they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Where Ethan had the chance to really sit down and talk to Duncan, talk to Kevin Love, talk to Eric Spoelstra, talk to a bunch of guys about all the different things related to his resurgence. And I definitely think that that's something that we need to look at. Merry Christmas, Duncan. Everyone says happy birthday, Duncan. Merry Christmas, Duncan, for the way that he played. The other thing I want to go to here that I think is interesting is there was a a tweet that went out, and this is from Ethan Skolnick, and it went out at 8:59 p.m. Eastern on Christmas Day during the game. I'm ready to say that Jaime Jaquez is the most polished rookie the Heat has ever had. Not the highest upside, but the most ready for everything. Yes, ahead of Wade and Carrand and Glenn Rice. That is crazy. Eternal. Do you agree or disagree? We're going to go around the room with agree or disagree before we get to final thoughts.
Half agree, but disagree.
Okay, I'll take that. And Ben, half agree, disagree from Eternal for you.
This is based purely off of polish, yeah?
Yep. You know he's not trying to hurt Wade in any way in his standing with the organization.
I'll keep it one more word. I'll say agree.
Wow. Ray?
It's been a long time since I've seen rookie D Wade and the things that he did, but watching Jaime, 75% agree. 75% agree.
You know what? I'm going to tack on to you. I agree with you as well, because to say he's as good as Dwayne means he's going to do some things in the playoffs we have yet to see. And also, Dwayne Wade was on a team that was really under 500 most of the year. They ended up 41-41 and still getting the 4 seed, or 42-40 and being a 4 seed. So they were not the typical 4 seed. This is a better team than the team Dwayne played on. So I'm 75% there in this. Not that he's better than Dwayne, because I already said the most polished offensive Heat rookie I've ever watched is Tyler Hero. And I don't care what anybody says. I said polished offensively. That's it. This is different. This is him being polished Hooper wise. He is in Hooper mode in a way that no Heat rookie has ever been in Hooper mode. How about that? So that's where I land on that. We did have an injury tonight. Unfortunately, we do want to update everybody on where we are with the injury report. Then we're going to get to final thoughts. So here's the Eric Rubenstein injury report.
And now it's time for the official Five on the Floor injury report, sponsored by our friend Eric Rubenstein, the personal injury attorney. Born and raised in Lauderdale, Florida, lives in Miami, went to St. Thomas. He's a South Florida guy and a huge Miami Heat fan. But the important thing is he can help you get your money that you deserve when something happens to you. So reach out to our guy, Eric Rubenstein. Again, ericrubenstein.com, or ask about me. I got you on Instagram. And now, the injury report.
Remember, that number is 879-829-ERAC for Eric Rubenstein. The injury report. We didn't have Josh, we didn't have Haywood Highsmith, and we didn't have Jimmy Butler for Christmas. I think all of them could have probably played, if not for illnesses. So physically, I think that the Heat are trending in the right direction. Then Caleb Martin got hurt. Only played 7-8 minutes, if I remember correctly. And I don't know what's going to happen there. Point of attack defense immediately became an issue, so much so that instead of going to they didn't really have anyone else to go to. They went to RJ Hampton, and he played hard in his minutes. I'll just say that much for him. But point of attack is going to be interesting with no Caleb. Ben, I'll come back to you here. Can they weather the storm if Caleb Martin is out, or do they need to go make a move with a two-way spot to make sure that they have an even better two-way defender on the roster?
I think that's dependent on some of these other wings, like if Haywood Highsmith's all right, if Josh is all right, if Jimmy is going to come back and play for an extended period of time, I think you'll be fine without Caleb. Jaime stepped up in a big way this year. We've seen improvement from a guy like Haywood, and Josh obviously coming back, kind of finding his legs again. That's what it is for me. In regards to RJ Hampton, I think we could see him get some more minutes. I actually really liked what he did tonight and what Miami did as a whole against Tyrese Maxey, which I'm sure we'll get to a little bit. But I think dependent on other guys, they could be fine without Caleb.
Yeah, I'm with you. It does come down to who's available and who's not. I'm glad you mentioned Tyrese Maxey, because as we go around with closing thoughts, Ben, is this as good as they've defended Tyrese Maxey? I want you to weigh in on the Tyrese Maxey defense. Anything else you saw from Miami that you liked as we close? We'll go around the room. Ray next. Eternal will take us out, and then I'll close just on how they handled Maxey, how they handled Tobias Harris, and how they handled the Philadelphia 76ers on Christmas.
In regards to Tyrese, I thought they did like a really just generally I thought forced him into a lot of tough shots, kind of got him frustrated by not letting him get off a lot of shots, which you saw a few times he would just pull from 30, which he has that range, but it was like early shot clock rush kind of stuff just to get something off, try to see the ball go through. I think the thing that stands out most to me, and this partially a defense thing, but just overall, 56 to 36, Miami won the rebounding battle tonight, which I cannot remember the last time the Heat out-rebounded a team by 20. 15 for Bam, 10 for Jaime, 10 for Kevin Love, who was also excellent again tonight. I just thought all around, great effort from everyone.
Ray, Ray.
Yeah, first things first, I want to shout out Jamal Cain, because I thought of all the people that we deployed to go kind of chase after Tyrese Maxey, I thought Jamal Cain did a fantastic job tonight. I also thought that there were a couple times where I'd noticed it. It looked like Tyler was the guy that was kind of fronting and denying Tobias Harris, especially towards the end of the game, some of these entry passes into the post and just kind of making his life a little bit more difficult. So I want to shout out Tyler, too, because, you know, the offensive wasn't really there for him tonight. He killed Ethan's parlay. I know he did. He killed mine and Matt's bets and dreams for Christmas. But the defensive side, I was okay with that. And as well as Duncan Robinson, too. I talked about it earlier. I thought that the ticky-tack fouls aren't there as much. And being able to close with Duncan in the fourth quarter with a guy like Tyrese Maxey out there. Just kudos to everybody all around. And shout out Bam, too, because there were a couple blocks that he just, like, erased and said, no, go away. You can't have this.
I'm really happy you brought up Tyler, because that attention to detail you bring up, Ray Ray, is the kind of stuff we like here on Five on the Floor. So you'll be invited back. But also, you're so right. Like, sometimes it's within the margins that Tyler needs to make those differences, because we know what he is. He's a bucket. It's a matter of him doing all them little things, and he did them tonight. Eternal, take us home.
Yeah, I just think Miami did a little bit of playing good defense, but also turning their defense into offense. And so, you know, being able to use their offense as a defense against the run that Philly was making, making Tyrese Maxey uncomfortable. There were times he was still getting by guys, but just being able to, you know, put a body on him a little bit, or make him speed up some things, like Ben said. I just think they did a really, really good job tonight of just kind of keeping them at bay, because there were runs by Tobias and Kelly Oubre, and they even had a heat killer somewhat game by Mo Bamba by the 76ers, but you know, Miami was able to keep them at bay with their offense and just timely rebounds. So yeah,
timely rebounds, timely buckets, timely win for your Miami Heat. 119-113, they beat the Philadelphia 76ers on Christmas. Eric Spoelstra remains undefeated on Christmas. We will have you covered as we head towards the new year. There are games coming up. There's something I do want to mention to everyone. Off the Floor, that is our Discord server that we have just launched. It is super dope. We have a bunch of chat channels where you can check in on a bunch of topics, myriad of stuff there that you can check into. But also this, we're going to add a pod discussion topic, so that if you want to talk just specifically about the topics we talk about on Five on the Floor, you'll have a forum with which to do so. Listen, y'all, it's $2.99. If you sign up on desktop, $2.99. Android, $2.99. If you have to do it on your app on your iPhone, $3.99. But that's all good. You need to check this out. We're going to open it up. Come New Year's, we're going to open it up, and we're going to give y'all a little taste and check it out. And then after that trial period, hopefully you stick around. But Ethan is going to tell you more about that. I'm just teasing it. Thank you to our sponsors, Rocky Sports Gaming Center, A Aggressive Insurance, insurancebylynette.com, Eric Rubenstein, PA. Thank you to Ray Ray, to Ben Tovia, and to Eternal for joining the show. I am Greg Sylvander. Ethan, Alex, Brady, the whole crew will be back. We'll have you checked out for the games coming up. And
shout out to everybody that came to join us on playback tonight on Christmas. We appreciate all of y'all.
That is a really good call. We appreciate it. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you were with us on playback. Thank you very much.
Thank you for listening to the Five on the Floor on the Five Reason Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.